time for Community Matters on a Wednesday, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. And the director of the Sun Valley Community Foundation, Colleen Eberle, is with us because November is a very important month because it is Match Month. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us what Match Month is all about for those that don't know.
Match Month, we do it every year in November. It is an opportunity where we are able to get a match from the Dane G. Hansen Foundation. So every dollar raised during the month of November is matched 1.5 times up to $50,000. So it's a really great opportunity for us to grow our community impact fund. It allows donors to really feel that they have the opportunity to participate in a large campaign.
So what's the goal this year for November?
Well, it's always $50,000 is the goal.
All right.
Last year, we hit 63.
Okay.
And so my personal goal would be to just make it a nice round 65.
Ah, I see.
Okay. But 50. 50 is really the goal.
Okay. So where are we at in November so far?
We just tallied yesterday and did a post on our Facebook page. We're just over 34,000.
Okay.
So we're actually ahead of where we were at this time last year. So
you're about halfway through the month, and you are a little bit halfway past to get to your 65, but the 50, you're well ahead of that.
Yes, we're, and it's always, Thanksgiving makes me nervous because it's just a very busy time of year at the end of the month. But yes, we're making good progress.
So if somebody donates $100, what does that $100 turn into?
The $100 would become $250.
Okay, so $250. So where does this money go?
It goes to our Community Impact Fund, which is a unrestricted fund within the Community Foundation that we can use. We do use it to supplement some of our biannual grants. Right now, the board had just recently set aside $30,000, which is what is really propelling our dream big. And so being able to grow our Community Impact Fund really just allows us to grow the impact within the community that the foundation is able to have and gives us a little bit more flexibility in terms of grants that we're able to make going forward.
So what are the areas that are impacted by this that can be included, that could participate if they need money to help with projects or plans or ideas? We talked about that when you guys were here last time with the Dream Big campaign, because there might be people listening going, is this just a town thing, a county thing? You know, what is it?
It's all of Mitchell County. So we service any nonprofit organization within Mitchell County. In the past, it has always been our biannual grant cycle. So we do one in the fall and one in the spring. And typically, they have been capped at around $5,000. We've given out more than that, but that's typically been kind of the standard. And so that's what we've been doing, I think, ever since the inception of the foundation. And a lot of that money is a pass-through from Dane Hansen. And so the Match Month is really important because what Dane Hansen is saying is that they are really trying to empower these smaller community foundations to become their own mini Hansons so that we are continually able to keep giving out that money. The Dream Big was something different that we added this year, and really it's just the foundation growing and looking at different ways that we can have an impact within the community.
What are some examples of some projects or businesses that you've helped
with our grant cycles? We do a lot with the schools. All of the schools within Mitchell County have received grants from us. Historical Society, Wakanda Cultural Association, the hospital. Pretty much, I think it would be really difficult to think of a community organization who has not at some point received some sort of money from the foundation or had an impact through one of the grants that we've made.
So if people are listening right now, how can they participate and donate to this Match Month?
Of course.
Yeah.
We put up a landing page on Mitchell County Strong because that just seems to be a really great place to direct people. So there's a landing page on there that gives some information about Match Month. There's a donate button. You can go right online and do it. Otherwise, you can mail your checks to Solomon Valley Community Foundation, P.O. Box 369 in Beloit, Kansas.
All right. What are some other things or things that we didn't touch upon that you'd like to mention that is tied to Match Month or anything else tied to the whole idea behind it and everything, maybe a little bit of history behind it as well, because I know you guys have been doing this for a while.
We have been doing it for a while. It's our sixth year. I was wrong last year when I said three or four.
Okay. Well, you're close.
Six years. And I actually heard a little rumor that it's going to keep going.
Good.
And next year it'll be the match will increase. So we'll want to definitely keep your ears out for that next year. I'm heading over to Norman's after this. Okay. So the foundation is sponsoring breakfast at Norman's North Shore here in Glen Elder. We're going to buy breakfast for the first 20 people who want to come in and talk about Match Month or drop off their donations. I'll be there from 8 to 9. And then the Beloit Area Chamber is also hosting a chamber coffee on Friday from 8:30 to 9:30 at the Porter House. So if you have questions about the foundation, if you want to talk about the Dream Big project opportunities, or if you just want to drop off a check for Match Month, you can come and grab a cup of coffee and we'll have some donuts. So.
Fantastic. Yeah. All right. Well, Colleen, we wish you the best of luck with Match Month here in November. It sounds like you guys are ahead of schedule, but as you said, get to the holidays. I know a lot of people have obviously a lot of things going on in their life, but I mean, we're 34,000 already. The goal's 50. And of course, last year was 63. Definitely got a lot of people. I'm sure you want to thank a lot of people and everybody that's donated and helped so far, whether it be this year, this month, or in the past.
Yes. Our donors are amazing. Mitchell County, just in general, I feel like the residents are so supportive. We really have a very engaged community, and it's just really, it's a great place to be. And it's a great opportunity to help work with the foundation to continue just propelling Mitchell County forward. We definitely could not do it without our donors. And Match Month is just a really great opportunity for really anybody to be a part of that. You know, if you can't write the big check, we totally understand. Not everybody is in a position in their life where they can write a big check. But even $20 becomes 50 and gets us that much closer to our 50,000. And if you think about the 50,000 with the match, that's coming in at 125. Mm-hmm. You know, so $50,000 that we raise is really $125,000 that's going to stay in Mitchell County forever.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get to that, $75,000 of icing on the cake can really, really help different organizations and projects. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better situation than that. I mean, there's some communities that don't have that opportunity.
Absolutely.
So we need to take full advantage of it. Colleen Eberle, she is the director of Sonoma Valley Community Foundation. She's been our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Colleen, enjoy breakfast this morning.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon. Match Month in November. Help out. It's a wonderful program.